This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Defense officials say the United States conducted an airstrike on a weapons storage facility in eastern Syria used by Iranian-backed militants. Dave Collins has more.
President Biden ordered the strike in response to the drone and rocket attacks on the U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria that have left dozens injured. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he's fully prepared to take the necessary measures to protect U.S. personnel in the region.
New Jersey Congressman Democrat Josh Gottheimer is introducing a bill to fight disinformation on social media, specifically the uptick during the Israel-Hamas war. The Stop Hate Act would require social media companies to release reports on violations on their platforms and how they address the disinformation. The biggest concern is Communist China's TikTok and the algorithms intentionally pushed at American users. Gottheimer has asked the United States Attorney General to require the Chinese-owned platform to register as a foreign agent. A diabetes drug from Eli Lilly is getting approved by the FDA to be used as a weight loss drug. The drug is called Mounjaro for diabetes and will now be called Zepbound when used for weight loss. Zepbound was shown in trials to yield over 20% average weight loss on higher doses over a 72-week period. That would make it the most effective weight loss drug on the market. The FDA approved the drug for those with obesity or those characterized as overweight with at least one health condition because of their weight. Since mid-July, there's been an increased number of earthquakes under Mount St. Helens in Washington State. Over 400 very small earthquakes have been recorded. The U.S. Geological Survey has stated that there is no cause for concern, but this recent period of heightened short-term activity marks the longest since the mountain's last eruption in 2008. USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cruise is recalling all of its robo-taxis.
The General Motors subsidiary is recalling 950 driverless vehicles. In early October, a pedestrian was hit by a human-driven vehicle, then a Cruise vehicle subsequently came to a halt on top of the pedestrian. The autonomous vehicle then made an attempt to move, dragging the pedestrian for 20 feet. Cruise has been conducting operations in San Francisco, Austin, Houston, and Phoenix. I'm John Schaefer.
From the GOP presidential debate this week in Miami, Florida, China threatening Taiwan was addressed by former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley.
We need to do everything we can. The first thing is you go and you make sure you have the backs of Ukraine. That's why the Taiwanese want us to support Ukraine, because they know that sends the biggest message to China.
South Carolina Senator Tim Scott says America needs to invest in itself to fight off the government's overspending, a.k.a. inflation.
First thing I would do as President of the United States is I would sign the XL Keystone Pipeline and start seeing resources flow.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the TikTok application is spyware that's polluting the minds of Americans.
And when you saw what happened in the last few weeks with all of this anti-Semitic, horrible stuff that their algorithms were pushing out at a gargantuan rate.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, in this crazy world in which we live in, keeping you abreast of what is happening in this crazy world. I don't know if you saw this. This is bizarre. Okay, you know the judge there in New York, they're referring to him as Angry Arthur, disrobes. This is Judge Engoron, right? He posts a nude picture on his alumni blog. Now, I don't know about you, but the guy's not good looking with his clothes on. Who would want to see him naked? I'm sorry. I you know, this man needs therapy, but he's in a robe, okay? He's in a robe, he's a judge, and he's handling a serious case here with Donald Trump, as you know. I mean, some of this stuff is comedic. You know, you can't take it seriously. It's going, what? This stuff is wacky as all get out. And, of course, the Democrats now, finally, you know, we've been asking the Democrats, all right, this whole issue of abortion, when, what is your timeline? I mean, I think we're getting so caught up in this. We're like in a bucket of gum. You know, this is a personal decision. And you know, and I think the fact that it's gone back to the states really reinforces that it is a personal decision. The mother, the father, you know, the family, that's where it should be dealt with. But see, what happens, you got to look at it and say, follow the money. The reason they want this a federal issue and they want this made to be a right is so that you and I, though, you know, we didn't get involved. We weren't involved in that first choice. Okay? That was none of our business. But they want the second part. They want us to be in their business and to pay for their oops, their mistake, or their gender choice, or whatever. This is bizarre. But now Hakeem Jeffries has made it clear. He says, look it, there should be no abortion restrictions. That's what they're saying. And meanwhile, the Republicans are all twisted in knots and in a bucket of gum. And you saw this last night during the debate. Mike Pallas joins us right now. Mike, I'm sorry to talk about these other things, because I know we're going to be, you know, talking about one of our other favorite topics, of course, the IRS. But Mike is the Americans for Tax Reform's tax policy director, and he joins us now. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Doing well. Good to be back on.
Real quick, just because you're on and we're here talking about this stuff, did you get a chance to see the debate last night?
We did. We had a whole debate viewing party with the Daily Caller here at ATR last night.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So what did you think? What was your impression overall?
Yeah, overall, again, I think the biggest thing to take away is just the absence of President Trump on the stage. And obviously, he had his competing rally going on at the same time. I think that had fair viewership as well. Last night, I think the thing on the economic side that was slightly disappointing was I think we went a full hour without any question coming from the moderators about the economy or about inflation, which, of course, you know, is the top issue from voters. A lot of foreign policy last night. I think what a lot of people saw was not too much disagreement between a lot of the candidates for about the first 40 minutes until they got to Ukraine. But certainly foreign policy, heavy focus there. I think having fewer people on stage was certainly a good thing. I think we got to hear candidates talk more without being interrupted. So I think it was more substantive in that element.
My takeaway is we're down to maybe two of those on the stage. Three, if you want to stretch it a little bit. Rebek has lost some momentum here. And that interchange between he and Nikki Haley, I was disappointed in Nikki. She seemed a bit mean-spirited. I understand. You want to protect your daughter. I don't think it was that big a deal, because Nikki had attacked, Rebek about being involved with, TikTok. And I understand what Rebek is saying is that, look at This is where the people are at, like it or not. I mean, you haven't negated TikTok, and nobody's really consistently coming out with a concerted and unified voice saying, look, we need to get rid of TikTok. End of story. But meanwhile, you've got 150 million, let's just say round figures, 150 million people that are connected to TikTok, and you want to communicate a message. Why would you not utilize that instrument? You know what I'm saying?
And I think there's clearly Republicans need to go message to where people are with internet across the board on a solution.
You're going to tell me the Democrats aren't going to use that?
Right, and that's exactly right, where in one sense you would be disarming yourself. I don't think you should fault any candidate for trying to get their message out to the widest amount of people as possible.
Yeah, so here they are, they bring it out, and they get there, and then for, I get it, she's a protective mom, but, the last couple times, she's been a little mean-spirited, and I thought, oh, man.
Pretty clear there's a pretty deep personal grudge there, too, because I think if you just look at the politics of it, too, mm-hmm. Ramaswamy is someone who's been trending downwards in polls.
Yes.
Nikki Haley is someone who's actually had, a bit of momentum going on.
Exactly.
I think that she'd be going out of her way to get into a personal fight with him on stage, but I think that is primarily personality and grudge driven between the two of them.
Republican
voters want to see play out on stage.
No, they don't. I mean, it's like, and this has been the problem with the Republican Party forever. It's like they find reasons to, disassemble themselves, as opposed to, the Ronald Reagan 11th Commandment, thou shalt not, fire at your fellow Republican. I mean, they get caught up in these circling, fires. They're all in one big circle and they're all firing at one another. You go, stop it.
We see incidences like that play out in Washington, where we just had 3 weeks over a speaker's fight, again, largely driven by grudge and personalities. And that has real policy implications when Americans are looking for solutions from others in Washington.
Well, yeah, because here we are. We're losing time. What are we down to? About 8 days, 8-9 days. And they're supposed to deliver a budget. And guess what? Ain't going to be one. Ain't going to happen.
Yeah. And you've got new speaker Mike Johnson. Obviously, they're doing everything they can to move quickly here. They're passing individual appropriations bills. But it's a big question of where things go. And like you said, we took 3 weeks off the clock for doing this. For having a who's going to be the Republican speaker, which I don't think is the top concern of any Republican voter out there. Instead, it's now we have the looming question of how are we going to shut the government down again after all of this?
Did you think, again, the moderators, I think overall, yes, I was disappointed, like you. The questions they ask, and even Hugh Hewitt should have known better. I mean, he's a Salem guy. This guy's I'm not going to say necessarily he's a brilliant attorney. I think he's a good attorney. He does a great, an exceptional job at what he does. But he should have known that the issue of Bidenomics and the economy was paramount, and for them to bring up these other things without dealing with something that America is hurting over. It was the candidates themselves that brought it up almost anecdotally, to your point, as opposed to really, getting down. Yes, we talked about, what they would do in terms of energy and the energy component and what needed to be done. But there seemed to be, clear unanimity, I would say, that we need to get back to drilling and get back to energy independence, that neither one of those on the stage were interested in. They didn't talk about it before, they ran for office. It was the guy who wasn't there that talked about it and did something about it, right? That's why he stands head and shoulders above them. It's just the way I look at it. Mike Pallas is with us, and we'll continue our conversation. We're talking about the IRS warning Americans to adjust their withholding. What does that mean? Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. Mike Pallas is with us. He is ATR's tax policy director. So just to kind of sum up last night's debate, I haven't seen the numbers yet to see how many people watched, didn't watch. You know, as you said, the former president was Hialeah doing a campaign stop to thousands of people. You know, and try as they might. I mean, he's still the juggernaut. And I think more and more, and even Democrats are realizing, Mike, the bottom line here is the trouble that America is in. And we're in serious trouble. I mean, from the bottom up, the level of corruption that exists in our government and what needs to be done, I don't even think the next 4 years is enough to really clean the mess up. But you've got to start somewhere, and I think it's going to be more than just pulling the Band-Aid off. You've got to really open up the wound and clean the metastasized cancer and corruption that has invaded our government. I mean, we have a government that doesn't reflect we the people. I mean, this government that we have right now really has aligned itself in such a way that, at least when I read the Declaration of Independence, I go, wow, that's like today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And what's concerning to us is before we can even start really cutting that waste away and cutting the abuse, we have to be focused right now on rolling back what Democrats are trying to do just to expand government right now.
Exactly.
Look at what they're doing with the IRS. Having the stated goal for the IRS to basically stick them on the American people and say, we need the IRS to go increase audit so we can raise $200 billion more from the American people. Basically grab them by their feet, hold them upside down, and shake money out of their pockets.
Exactly.
So we can fund Democrat spending is absurd. I don't think we've ever seen that proposed before. And it's not just the idea of going out and getting more money. It's expanding the role and power of the IRS, which we've seen them in the past go after conservative groups. They continue to behave politically now and growing into new roles, like trying to take over tax preparation services. They're in court right now for backdating the dates on taxpayer documents, trying to basically run up the bill on taxpayers. That's something if you as a taxpayer put a fraudulent date on your tax return, that's something that's a felony charge. You're going to get in trouble for that. There's no punishment for the IRS behaving the same way with the goal of shaking down taxpayers.
Exactly. Well, look at how they mishandled the Hunter Biden case. And this is a total mishandling. So this thing, it just speaks of rank corruption where, they have to be so far and away and not even close to any smell of corruption whatsoever. But again, all the three-letter agencies of our government, this, just seems to be a consistent theme. This elitism that has taken over, that somehow they think that they have the right to do this. And of course, the whole operation is such a mess, Mike. I mean, things that should be legislated or not, or if they are, then they're turned over to these bureaucrats, then make up the rules and they adjust them on the fly. I mean, this is not the America that we're supposed to have, is it?
And what's really concerning about this is House Republicans only have a 5-seat majority. They narrowly took the House the last election. We wouldn't know anything about Hunter Biden if we didn't have House Republicans doing oversight, doing the hard work, doing the investigations. We'd still have the media completely denying that any of this happened, that Joe Biden didn't know any, had no contact with Hunter's business associates, things that we know are lies now, but that we only know because House Republicans had the power of oversight and were able to do these investigations. No one else was willing to do that. Why isn't anyone else in the federal government looking at this than House Republicans?
Well, exactly. And, when you speak of the media, I mean, here they are. They're missing in action and abusing their First Amendment right to be a free and fair press that we need. We, the people, need to have a free and fair press. But, they can't even get right what's happening in the Middle East. There's video footage of horrific, barbaric murders and the things that were done upon the Israelis there by Hamas, they can't even get that right. And even with video footage, I mean, it's like, what is this? We're Holocaust deniers? I mean, the media's are you that bad? It's like quite telling. It's like, if you can't even get this right, then you're a mess. And we're a mess for even believing you and counting on you to be a free and fair press. I mean, you've gotten into the barrel here and you've become the propaganda arm for one party over another. And to what end? I mean, the American people are hurting because of these government policies. And I keep saying, Mike, I tell our audience, where we're at right now, don't blame yourself. I mean, it's not all your fault. where we are right now. Inflation being what it is, the suffering that the majority of Americans is enduring right now because of the policies of Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. And, you know, God bless, like you said, if it wasn't for these five seats, we wouldn't know. And even right now with, with Mike Johnson as the new speaker, there's a reason that Mike Johnson was put in this place. I just, at the right time and the right man, to come forth and to really, have our government operate the way it's supposed to, in a simple step. In just a simple step in saying, hey, look, we're going to address just the funding of Israel. Forget about Ukraine for a minute. This is an immediate situation here, and this is the way government should work. And it's amazing. The Senate, they don't know what to do with that. It's like, well, wait a minute, this is the way government is supposed to work. It's amazing to me.
A really optimistic sign for Speaker Johnson, I think, is a great tactic they use, and, of course, something we love. He's killing two birds with one stone, proposing to fund Israel, the bill, by repealing IRS spending that Democrats put forward.
Exactly.
In two strokes, he's uniting the House Republican Conference to all get in line and support the Israel funding bill while delivering a key conservative priority, protecting taxpayers from the IRS. And I think, that's a common, we've seen this come up in the debates, where when the economic situation here in the U.S. is so tough, It's a fair question for Americans to ask, about spending going abroad to other countries. So right. I think by including that IRS piece, you're including the taxpayer protection, you're rolling back Democrat spending. At the same time, you're proposing to fund our key ally.
Yeah, somehow in the belt where you're not supposed to ask the question when something like this comes up, like, well, where's the money coming from? Right? The immediate knee-jerk reaction is, oh, we'll just borrow the money. Oh, okay. All right. We're just going to, did you realize how much the interest that we're paying on borrowed money right now? I mean, it's approximating our military budget at a time when China is expanding. They've got more ships on the water than we do right now. It has already been evaluated that our military is in retrograde and that it needs concentrated levels of monetary commitment so that we can modernize our fleets. We can do more, strategically with our military. There's some real serious things that we need to do right now as the dangers around us continue. And especially if the voters keep electing Democrats that don't know how to keep us out of war. I mean, it is funny how this works, It just, when you go back and you look over the modern era, it's like every time we get a Democrat in office, we get closer to war. And then it takes a Republican to either execute out of the war, and try to manage it, the mess that was created. And, kind of like I just even go back in the most recent times with the turnover, the baton change from Bill Clinton to George W. Bush. I mean, Clinton left the cupboards bare. Yeah, okay, we were in positive cash flow and we met some, budget goals and did all that good stuff, but what an expense. He blighted the military. And so he gets out of office and suddenly George Bush is a wartime president and he goes to the cupboard and he got nothing. He got bupkis.
Yeah, and when Democrats are telling us about their priorities, when they're willing to vote down an Israel funding bill because it repeals IRS funding. At the same time, we have radical members like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib actively encouraging violent protests out in the streets. So repealing the IRS to fund the Israel bill is so common sense. We did have 12 Democrats vote for it.
Yes, exactly.
The media wants to pretend that Speaker Johnson's the one being unfair, but they won't highlight the fact that he got 12 Democrats to vote.
Excellent point. Mike Palix, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Imagine it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop
develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. Defense officials say the United States conducted an airstrike on a weapons storage facility in eastern Syria used by Iranian-backed militants. Dave Collins has more.
President Biden ordered the strike in response to the drone and rocket attacks on the U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria that have left dozens injured. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he's fully prepared to take the necessary measures to protect U.S. personnel in the region.
A diabetes drug from Eli Lilly is getting approved by the FDA to be used as a weight loss drug. The drug is called Bongiorno for diabetes and will now be called Zepbound when used for weight loss. Zepbound was shown in trials to yield over 20% average weight loss on higher doses over a 72-week period. That would make it the most effective weight loss drug on the market. The FDA approved the drug for those with obesity. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
America, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, it's time for the holidays. You ready to get some easy tips on how to make holiday entertaining, you know, so much more fun and stress-free if you can? I love the holidays, and I love entertaining, and I know you do too. And we're going to be talking with Vina Kronholm, co-founder of Millennial Mama's Blog. She's a former Miss California on top of that. And so she's the host with the mostest, and she's got some great ideas for us because the holidays are coming soon, so it's important to find ways to save time and reduce stress, right? I mean, I got to tell you, Vina, one of my dearest friends, he calls it when we're around this time and the holidays come in, he calls it holiday standard time, which is, you know, kind of the the definition of the craziness of the holidays and anything that takes away from, you know, the beauty and the specialness of the holidays. It's anytime something goopy, I'm going to go, ah, oh, Bill, you just got to understand it's holiday standard time, right?
I like that phrase. I'm going to start using it. That's a really good way of looking at the holidays.
Yeah, I share that with you because it puts it into perspective, and we don't take it all that serious, and we don't let go of the reason for the season and why we're enjoying this, and how it's a catalyst to bring families together, to bring friends together, and to chill and just, you know, enjoy the season, huh? How about that?
Absolutely. I mean, it's the season to make memories and be together, and that's the most important part.
Well, this year you're teaming up with Crackle Barrel, old country store. I love Cracker Barrel. I could spend hours just in the store. Right? Is that
Me
crazy?
Too. Me too. No, you are not alone, Bill.
Oh, okay, good. And the other thing is the candies. The candies, when we were kids growing up, they got those candies there that you can't find anywhere else. I mean, it's unbelievable. So I want to grab a handful of candies and just walk around, but they keep getting mad at me for doing that. It's okay to look, but, you know, put the candy back. I said, I'll pay for it.
I I like your style.
Look at if you happen to run into Cracker Barrel and you see somebody, you know, where they're almost trying to arrest me with a handful of candy, it's all innocent. I am going to pay for the candy. It's just you just want to browse and just enjoy the fruits of all these great candies, because it brings back some just terrific memories there. So we love Cracker Barrel, don't we?
Absolutely. Lots of nostalgia in that store.
Okay, well, let's get down to business here. Let's talk about the best-kept secret to having a fun holiday season. You ready for this? You're not going to kill me because you're giving up some sort of, White House secret here or something, are you?
It is a top secret, but okay. I am happy to divulge it with you.
Okay.
I love spending time with my family and my friends, but most importantly, being present. So I feel like my biggest tip is to cater a meal. It gives you that opportunity to take the pressure off of yourself, to give yourself the gift of being present, and you have a stress-free holiday meal that everyone is sure to love. So that's my biggest tip right there.
Exactly. And that way, if the caterers mess it up, you can blame them.
That's exactly right. I should add that to my thought process there. It's take the blame off. I like it.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about some other favorite catered or holiday meals that we may not have thought about.
Well, at my house, we love home-style cooking. I cook all the time. But, I'm a busy mom of two boys, so sometimes I need a break, and catering is a great option for that. So I love that Cracker Barrel handles catering and holiday gatherings like no other. And since we're talking about Thanksgiving today, one of my go-tos is the juicy oven-roasted turkey heat and serve meal that I love pairing with the broccoli and cheese casserole, sweet potato casserole, or green beans, just to name a few. But if you're also looking for another amazing option, I love the sirloin steak tips meal that's served with that garlicky butter. It's so good.
Oh,
my kids absolutely love it. It's a crowd pleaser in my household. I don't know about yours, but it is a crowd pleaser mine.
Yes.
I know.
Exactly.
You can place your orders online, in-store, with curbside pickup. And what I love is that if you pre-order your Thanksgiving turkey heat and serve meal for pickup November 20th or 21st, you get a bonus e-gift card. How awesome is that?
Wow, that's very, very cool. Now, how old are your boys?
My boys are 13 and 3.
Oh, 13 and 3. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, there's a spread.
Yeah.
There's a spread.
Well, just a little bit, but that's okay. I mean, here it is. I know mine. I'm laughing only because I can relate, because my kids are all spread out, too. I mean, the age differential is it's expansive. But, it's like they've gone through each phase of my parenthood, well. Right? Well,
I like
okay,
it.
Let's
a new season every time.
Yeah, without a doubt. Because, and like with you, the three-year-old will come up with something, and the older one, he'll come up with something the older one never even thought of, And you go, wait a minute, how are you coming up with something new? And so you got to get up to date so quick, because even at 3 years old, somehow, these little culprits, they know how to get into social media, and they're finding out things that we don't even know that they're talking about. It's scary.
Isn't that the truth? That is the truth right there.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, let's talk about, the menu at your house, because I want to know if I should come over or not.
I mean, you're always welcome to come over, so let's start with that. But I will say, I mean, you have to have the traditional turkey, right? Like, that is a staple in our household. But we love all of our favorite sides, like the cornbread dressing, the broccoli cheese casserole, the sweet potato casserole, the green beans. I mean, we love having all of that. Mm-hmm. But so the real question is, what's on the dessert menu for Thanksgiving? That's the biggest question, right? And at our household, it is pies, Cracker Barrel pies. We've got pecan pie, pumpkin pie, cinnamon roll pie, which I always have on hand because the morning after Thanksgiving, nothing tastes better than the cinnamon roll pie, and the apple streusel. And so you can pair these with the festive Mary Berry tea, which is absolutely delicious. It's flavored with blackberries, raspberries, and strawberries.
I know the tea is outstanding, and what a great
they
way
are.
To wash it all down, right?
I know. You have to have both.
Yes. Oh, no, exactly. That's why you got a left hand and you have a right hand, so that you can do both. That's the way I figure it anyway.
Right?
Exactly. Well, excellent. And I love that you're into the desserts. And for me also, I don't know about your household, the day after Thanksgiving, cold turkey sandwiches as well. There's just something about cold turkey sandwiches. I just love it.
cold turkey sandwiches, and I like to make my eggs with the cornbread dressing. That's just something else I like too.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll expand on that a little bit. You got my interest here. Now, what do you do?
I cook my eggs. I scramble my eggs with the cornbread dressing, and it's literally the most delicious thing I have. My kids do the cinnamon roll pie, and then my husband will be more like you with the cold turkey sandwich with all the fixings in it.
Mm-hmm. And you do the and again you're scrambling an egg with the cornbread dressing.
Yes, and then sometimes I put the cranberry relish on top. I mean, you have to have fun with your leftovers. It's really fun.
Yeah, without. See, ladies and gentlemen, see all these great tips Vina's given you. I hope you're writing this down, you know, because this is awesome. Okay, let's talk about the really, really, really top secret for helping other families enjoy the season. What do we do?
Well, one of my biggest tips is to sign up for rewards programs wherever you're shopping to help you maximize your budget. I mean, that's a huge one right there. Cracker Barrel has a new rewards program called Cracker Barrel Rewards. You can earn one peg for every dollar you spend, redeem them for restaurant or retail rewards. So whether you're online, on the app, or in person, no matter which option, you can sign up for Cracker Barrel Rewards and start earning pegs today.
Well, we're talking with Vina Kronholm. She's the co-founder of Millennial Mama's Blog, also a former Miss California that she reminds her husband of all the time. You know, I am a former Miss California, so, you know, just chill. Here, have a sandwich.
Right. I'm not sure about that one, but I'll take it. I like it.
Okay, we're just having fun at his expense. Why not? He's not here. Teach him not to be on the phone call. Okay, we got about a minute left, so we can't have too much more fun here. So what about shopping tips for busy moms?
Well, I always suggest trying to find a one-stop shop for all of your holiday needs. So that's actually why I love Cracker Barrel's retail store. They offer everything from unique decor to hostess gifts to stocking stuffers to pretty much anything you can think of, including that candy that we both love. But if you really want to claim the title of favorite guest, I suggest bringing a hostess gift from the store or picking up one of their home-style holiday pies to bring over.
There it is. Great ideas. All right, as we wrap things up, tell everybody where they can go for more information, Vina.
For more information about how Cracker Barrel helps families cater the perfect Thanksgiving meal or the new Cracker Barrel rewards, please visit crackerbarrel.com.
Coca-Cola is making every day game day at Burger King. For a limited time, get a $30 Coke Zero Sugar Bundle on the Burger King app. The Coke Zero Sugar Bundle lets you enjoy two Whopper sandwiches, two original chicken sandwiches, 16-piece chicken nuggets, two small fries, and two small fountain drinks. Whether you're tailgating or big screening, have it your way with a bundle big enough to feed the whole family. The Coke Zero Sugar Bundle is your ticket to memorable game day fun. It's a winning play. So go to your local Burger King restaurant and satisfy your hunger for the big game. The $30 Coke Zero Sugar Bundle is available now through November 30th at participating Burger King restaurants. And while you're in the BK app, test your skills and play sip, throw, and score to get cool Burger King perks every day. See offer terms at bk.com/terms. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine and More, find Pinot Noirs and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. So many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat. Grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Evie Bear Carroll. It's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview with a host of Movie Guide TV and still a fresh new mommy. This is the first time she's been on the air since Elliot James said, "Move over, world." Baby Elliot is here and in charge, right?
Yeah, and he's still not sleeping through the night for us.
Wow. And you're still up early just for us because you're on West Coast time. And but, of course, he has you up all the around the clock anyway, huh? Oh,
yeah,
Lordy.
That's right.
There's always one, right? I mean, I'm always envious when people, and especially with my grandchildren, you know, "Oh, yeah, he's just been a wonderful baby from day one. He just sleeps through the night." And you go, "Oh, my God," you know. And I got to tell you, I was the kind of dad, you know, with the kids. I'd get up anyway just because I always wanted to check on them. You know, I'd get in the middle of the night several times. You know, "Hey, you know, they're still there," you know, and, you know, just to go there and just to hear them breathe and, you know, and, oh, gosh, it's just, you know, plus, you know, you're just around that fresh baby smell. You know, it's just like a new car, right?
It's such a beautiful thing. It's so, he's a wonderful baby. His only downfall is he, you know, stays up all night, but
Well, he just wants, you know, he wants to catch up. You know, he's probably reviewing movies or something, you know. he's gonna be next in line. I know my producer, I said fresh baby smell, and all of a sudden they're thinking the fresh baby smell out of a diaper. That's not the fresh baby smell I meant, you know. So you know.
That's there too.
Yeah, but you get that. That's a bonus. You know, that's what that's all about. Well, we're off track, so let's get back on track and let's talk about movies. Journey to Bethlehem. What did you think?
This movie is a musical on the nativity story, and it's a, you know, more lightweight take on it. Kind of more, you know, fun, and there's kind of silly songs and intertwined with, you know, more serious songs. And so, we would say probably 8 and above. It's good for, families with a little bit older kids. There's some really nice elements of it in terms of, you know, telling the wonderful story, the best story, you know, on earth, the best story in history. So that's a great thing. But,
yeah, you know, for me, when I saw this, you know, Journey to Bethlehem, and the thought that came to mind is that sadly, today you can't go to Bethlehem. You know, you're restricted. When I went to Israel, I think what, 6 years ago or so, I was looking forward. I go, oh gosh, we're going to get to go to Bethlehem. No, ain't going to happen. There was an outbreak. They had knife intifadas, you know, going on just for fun, just in time for the holidays or whatever. You know, it's so goofy. But anyway, you know, and you can't help but feel a little bit like, and I'm just saying this, and I hope people understand where my heart is on this, is that, you know, when Israel was, you know, was taken to Babylon, and they would dream of their homeland, and how much they missed it, and, you know, the singers would say, oh, God, don't let me forget, you know, may my tongue dry up in my mouth, you know, that if I can't sing your praises, or my hands not be able to, you know, play an instrument, you know, to praise you. During this experience of being captured and away from my homeland. And I can relate a little bit to this because as a Christian and a man of faith, I mean, you go to Israel and you want to be able to, you know, see Bethlehem. I mean, this is where Jesus came. You know, it's like, this is where he was born. And it's just, you know, it's sad. And then, this movie, and I don't mean to place any kind of bummer on this movie whatsoever, but it's sad that here we are in today's era that we cannot have the ability to access, a sacred part of our faith.
Yes, it is. And when you go to Israel in general, to Jerusalem, it's just such a example of what we've read for so long in our Bible, and it just brings, you know, your faith alive and you're seeing the places. And so to go to Bethlehem would just, you know, help that. And the journey, right? They got a good name in that, the journey to Bethlehem. Mm.
Exactly.
Sad what's going on. So.
Yeah, it really is. Well, speaking of heavy hearts, Matthew Perry Foundation, something that he always wanted to do in life, but in death, his legacy will continue, right?
Yes. Now, he started this organization, this foundation, to help addicts because he also had substance abuse and addiction. And so he really wanted to do that. And they said that, you know, many times he opened up about God and his struggle with. And, you know, he said that God helped him with his struggle and addiction, and, mm-hmm. you know, he prayed out to God. And so there's some wonderful things there. You know, it's very sad about his passing. But in a way, it's wonderful to know that he created this foundation that'll help, mm-hmm. you know, lots and lots of people. He says, you know, he's helped hundreds of thousands of people. And so it's good that this will continue, you know, in his name.
Exactly. Well, and to think, Evie, you know, it's reported that he, you know, spent $9 million, you know, to get healthy. I mean, he was committed, you know, to getting his health back and you know, doing what he could to overcome, you know, these addictions that he dealt with. And, you know, and of course, out of it. Which is a lot of the process that people go through that deal with addiction. Part of their healing is in serving, and I think that's a lot for us in general to appreciate. We may not have an addiction, but we may have something that needs to be healed, and it seems that the prescription is consistent, that healing comes in service, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's many, you know, stories showing that. And, you know, this is the recent one that we can look at. That's just a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about it, he was such a likable guy. I mean, the people that knew him, you know, played pickleball with him or, you know, just in ordinary life, always just spoke highly. And I think even as his character on the show of Friends and that was, you know, was relatable. Hearts are heavy. And, of course, the people that really knew him so personally, of course, like all things, you know, when, you know, we're reminded, you know, in somebody's life and when it comes to an end is that, Nobody's leaving this place alive, you know, short of the rapture. You know, that we will come and we will go. And
yes.
And hopefully, I guess this is our opportunity to say that, you know, when you go, because we're all going to go, like I said, short of the rapture, but we're all going to go. And, you know, I pray that you're prepared for your going, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Well, all the light we cannot see, and Facebook, Instagram, The New Taboo, it's another article there at Movie Guide. Tell us about this.
All the Light We Cannot See is a wonderful show on Netflix. It's a mature audience because they have cursing in it. It's like, why do they have the cursing? But it's about World War II and this girl who's a blind girl, actually. She's reading on the radio in Braille a story which is giving code to America to know where to, you know, place the bombs. So the Nazis stop. And so this is just an incredible story. It's about, you know, resilience and all those things. But it also talks about, you know, in the darkness, there will always be a light and the light will always guide you. And so, you know, there's a lot of faith in it, a lot of, you know, wonderful metaphors in it. And it's a beautiful story of, you know, someone, you know, trying to help this resistance in the time that was going on. And it's exciting, you know, it's got exciting aspects to it. And so it's really, you know, highly recommended.
Yeah. So for that part, Baby Elliot has two thumbs up. For the cussing, two thumbs down. So, you know, so decide appropriately. But, you know, this again is the power of the light, right? And how it penetrates the darkness. It is amazing to me that, and if you've ever been in a dark room, it doesn't take a lot of light. And it's amazing what that does, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I love that metaphor, right? Because it's talking about, you know, the metaphor is really about God. God is the light, and he'll always be with us, no matter how dark it seems. And
exactly.
All you have to do is, you know, cry out to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you imagine as the universe was being created, you know, in Genesis, it says the world was void. It was dark. And the Holy Spirit hovered over it. And you just imagine when the light of God hit that darkness, what it did. You know, to me, I hear music. You know, I just goes, just and expanded so quickly. Facebook, Instagram, The New Taboo, huh? Or no, I'm saying taboo. I mean, The New Tobacco. That's it. Speaking of addiction, go ahead.
It's an addiction of like tobacco. It's crazy.
So what do we do? What are parents to do here? I mean, you know, we've got that. And, of course, last night's debate, you know, a little bit more to talk about TikTok. But go ahead. What do we need to do?
We need to set up the parameters, and every app has kind of time frames you can put on your child's phone. You know, you could do it for yourself, too, to say, you know, I'm only going to spend this amount of time on there. And so there's some... you know, we have resources on our website about how to kind of set up those parameters.
Exactly. Well, check it out, movieguide.org. Evie Bear Carroll, thank you, Evie.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.